Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2162, Your Ultimate Guide to Staying Fit on the Road, Part 1, by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. And I'm your host and personal narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best blogs covering health and fitness, just like an audiobook, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today, like every Wednesday, I like to share a little bit of inspiration with you. So here we go. Quote, change before you have to. Jack Welch. Now, today's post is a bit longer than what I typically narrate, so whenever that happens, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one as we optimize your life. Your Ultimate Guide to Staying Fit on the Road, Part 1 by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. One of the greatest fitness challenges is staying on your game when your life requires lots of travel. Since the birth of the Mark Fisher Fitness website, we work with ninjas who are on the road a lot. Many of our professional theater ninjas go on the road in a touring show for a year or more. They may have schedules that require them to live almost exclusively in hotels, often changing cities every week. And many of our executive ninjas have travel schedules that are just as grueling, oftentimes on the road for a third of the year or more. I truly understand how challenging this can be. My professional pursuits have made me a bit of a road warrior myself, and if I'm being honest, I've really struggled at times. You see, I know the temptation of fried appetizers ordered at a business dinner. I know firsthand the challenges of sleeping in random hotel rooms in different time zones. I know how drinks can get out of hand with colleagues and friends you only see a few times a year. I know the horrors and agonies of finding anything remotely healthy and appetizing at most airports. Fitness professionals are great at giving you advice when you have lots of discipline and a very standard day. But for busy people, much of this advice falls apart when we lose our schedule, our kitchens, and our routines. In this article, I'm going to show you exactly how to stay fit while on the road. Tip number one, don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Our first tip is something of a philosophical foundation for life on the road. Since so many people fall into all or nothing thinking with their fitness, our first step is to accept that occasionally, we'll get weird. You will sometimes find yourself at the airport and realize almost everything is closed and your only options are not the best for your health and hotness. Your client may want to take you to this really over-the-top Mexican restaurant because you absolutely must try the beef, lard, and cream cheese tacos. By the way, that's not really a thing, but maybe it should be. Sometimes you have to make hard calls about getting up to train or getting a bit of extra sleep when jet lag is kicking you in the you-know-what. And guess what? It's okay. It's all okay. You're okay, and it's going to be all right. Don't make the perfect the enemy of the good. Do your best to plan for the inevitable slings and arrows and then chill out. If we strive for perfection when there are so many variables out of our hands, we're setting ourselves up for suffering and a crash. Our goal isn't perfection. Our goal is our personal best. Tip number two, focus on a few anchor habits that you control. When you're on the road, there are going to be a lot of things you can't control. Flights will get delayed. Luggage will get lost. Conference schedules and meetings will run late. This makes it all the more important to focus on the core habits you have total control over. For instance, you can use some of the strategies from tip number five to improve the quality of your sleep. But all you can truly control is leaving dinner early enough to make sure you have a sufficient number of hours in bed. While you may not have access to a fully equipped gym, you can commit to staying active. Perhaps it won't be your usual program, but you can certainly find ways to get some exercise, even if it means training in your hotel room or working with a subpar hotel gym. You can take your daily supplements, you can drink your water, and you can still get in your meditation. Since so much will fundamentally be out of your control, it's important to really nail the things that you can control. Not only will this serve your health and fitness itself, it's an important piece of psychological well-being. Tip number 3, do some research in advance to plan out your training. There are 2 pieces you need to consider when thinking about planning your training. First of all, you need to think realistically about your schedule. Even on the road, a large part of fitness success hangs on your ability to plan effectively. As always, you'll need to balance your sleep with training. But if you don't thoughtfully schedule your personal exercise time around the work demands, you'll find your whole day can quickly get eaten up. Secondly, you'll need to research and consider your training options in advance so you can plan accordingly. Based on where you're staying, it may be logistically possible to get access to a fully equipped gym by buying a pass for a few days. More often, you'll have to make do with the hotel gym. And sometimes, you'll be left with doing some bodyweight training in your hotel room. Guess what? This is no problem. One of the best ways to make sure you keep up with your fitness is relying on intense 15-minute bodyweight-only workouts in your hotel room. You may not have the time or the facility for a full weight training session, but these short, targeted workouts can be wildly effective in keeping you in good shape on the road. Lastly, based on where your travel has taken you, let's not forget the value of being active outside. Going for a run or a long walk can be an amazing way to really get the feel of a new city. Some of the best memories of my life are going for runs in Hyde Park in London, Castle Park in Nice, and running through the streets of Florence with my wife. While you may not be able to do your usual fitness routine, variety is the spice of fitness. Use the opportunity to try out novel ways of exercising and see the world. Tip number 4. Hear that on tomorrow's episode. You just listened to part 1 of the post titled Your Ultimate Guide to Staying Fit on the Road by Mark Fisher of markfisherfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. If you've listened to this podcast for any period of time, you've probably heard me say that I'm not really a fan of casual outdoor activities. Meaning, if I'm going to be active outdoors, instead of just going on a casual hike, I would much rather go skiing. On a recent trip, I was lucky enough to be near the ocean, and I hadn't been able to get in any of my structured bodyweight workouts, so I signed up for a 90-minute surf lesson. At one point, I had to tell my surf instructor that I needed to slow down. After trying to catch a couple of waves, falling, and then paddling back against the current, back to where my instructor was waiting for me, I was exhausted. Each time I paddled back after trying to catch a wave, I had to rest for a couple of minutes. It was like my own high-intensity training session on a surfboard. After 90 minutes of this, I was completely exhausted. So as today's author Mark said, finding activities where your travel has taken you can turn into great workouts and can lead to wonderful memories. I'm sure my surf instructor had wonderful memories too, you know, of watching me fly off my surfboard and fall repeatedly into the ocean in new and exciting ways. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll finish up the rest of this post tomorrow, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.